It's Monday, and each week at this time, we turn to our correspondent, Brian Unger, for something hard-hitting. And today, the Unger Report examines an important subject that affects mostly none of us.
That's right, Alex. For hardly any American, perhaps for merely a handful of people in parts of cities we're not permitted to go, or in buildings we're not supposed to enter, or for people we aren't allowed to approach, an important piece of research was published recently that affects pretty much all of them.
Brian, what is it that most of us shouldn't care about, but all of us should know?
The first ever list of top 10 cars for CEOs was published in Chief Executive magazine.
Chief Executive? You know, I don't read that every month. Well, actually, I've never read it. Brian, what did you uncover?
An important question, Alex, and I'll tell you. This year, best chauffeur-driven car went to the Mercedes-Maybach.
The Mercedes-Maybach. You know, I've read about that somewhere. This is the car that's kind of a throwback, an old Mercedes limousine from 80 years ago. So it's been reborn, and now it comes with a refrigerator in back?
You know, you have been doing your homework.
Yeah.
Yes, German automakers have done it again, Alex. And the fridge stays cold when the motor's not running.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Very cool.
And what else will very few people ever experience in the Maybach?
Alex, almost no one will sit in its on-demand heated and cooled seats that fully recline, much like seats in first class on a plane. Each seat has a DVD player and sterling silver champagne flutes.
I can't really see where that would be useful.
Exactly. And no one else can either, Alex. That's why this car conveys authority, competence, and leadership, like most of our nation's CEOs. One caveat, though, here. This car comes without cup holders, only bottle holders.
Bottle holders. Well, the importance of excess.
Indeed.
What other cars are on the list to convey authority, competence, and leadership?
Alex, on this year's list of top 10 cars for CEOs, the Germans dominate, but American cars are making inroads, even though this is the first year for the list.
Right, like a Ford is on this list?
You know what? Indeed. It's called the Ford GT. Alex, in 66, this car defeated Ferrari at Le Mans and is now available to about, well, no one right now, but later to a few CEOs. A modern interpretation of this car will be for a price that undercuts Ferrari and delivers, get this, 500 horsepower, which everyone thinks they need, but no one can truly handle with authority, competence, or leadership.
Well, here's something that hasn't been on my mind at all. What ranked as the best sedan among CEOs? The best sedan.
Well, since that hasn't been eating at you, I'll tell you, not many will be pleased to know that Rolls-Royce's Phantom was the winner in this class. For $324,000. When one is traveling to the Oscars or a funeral, you'll ride on a suspension that adjusts 100 times per second and on tires 31 inches tall.
Wow.
The back doors are rear-hinged, they close at the touch of a button, and the seats sit higher than the front seats to provide few lucky passengers a good view of roads leading to destinations most of us will never see.
Brian, we've come to the end of our road, but before we go, what can most of us do to experience the automotive wonder that CEOs expect and so few of us will ever enjoy?
Well, I did some digging here, and this is why I've earned the reputation as being hard-hitting. My research tells me a Ford F-150 with a cooler of beer, a rear-hinged tailgate, a couple of tall lawn chairs, and a mean dog in the back, well, that'll give anyone a feeling of authority, competence, and leadership.
Brian, for practically none of us, thank you.
You're welcome.
Special correspondent Brian Unger with another one of his hard-hitting Unger reports. You can hear them every Monday on our show.